on the Centurion 24 was $11.99, now $9.99. The US 36 was $19.99, now $15.99. And the USA 50 at $24.99 down to $19.99. And as a special bonus, for each Liberty Safe you buy during October, you get a six-pack of Oktoberfest beer. And trust me, it won't be light beer.
There you go.
So if you're thinking about getting a safe, give me a call or stop on in. It's a little early to start holiday shopping, but I have a feeling this is going to be kind of another different year this year.
Yeah, you're probably right. What else have you got going?
Well, we have a very special event on October the 12th, which is a Saturday, from 10 to 4. We're calling it World War II Day at the Range. You'll be able to view authentic memorabilia from both theaters of the war. Talk with the reenactment experts that we'll have here and get a chance to shoot an M1 Garand and or a 1911 World War II pistol. Now, there's no entry fee and there's no range fees. You just pay for the ammo.
Cool.
These guys are really good. They've come to the range all the time. It's the first time we were able to get them to actually put this together for us. They are diehard reenactment experts. Mm-hmm. It's really, really, really cool. If you have any interest, come on in. It's going to be great.
Good. Will they be in uniform?
Oh, yes, they will. Oh. Yeah, they may even set up a tent. I don't know. They're dyed-in-the-wool reenactment guys. Yeah. I mean, they're really good.
Yeah, cool. All right. What else you got going on? There's more.
Okay. Yeah, there's more. We're offering a six-month membership starting at $225. It's easy on your budget, and we'll give you all the opportunities to enjoy the benefits of membership all winter long and beyond. A lot of people talk to us about that, and we've kind of hesitated. But with the way the economy is and everything else, we thought, well, let's do this. Again, it's easy on the budget, and it gives you all the great things you get to enjoy if you're a regular member. So it's going to be great.
Well, good. All right. And you got leagues, right?
Yes, the leagues are running. Please feel free to come on in and sign up if you're interested. There's still time for both the men's and ladies' leagues. And also, registration for IDPA is now open, and it'll start on October 26th.
How about consignment guns?
Oh, man. Our consignment service is just plain taken off. We have brought in hundreds of guns that are either for sale here at the range or we put them on Gun Broker to get a national audience. Just go to therangewi.com and click the range tab, then firearm consignment to find out all about this amazing opportunity to turn your seldom used guns into cash. This is a great hedge against inflation. We look forward to seeing you here at the range.
Okay, and if people don't have a gun to sell or don't want to shoot, just have maybe questions about guns or want to talk, you're available.
Absolutely. We love to talk about guns. Whether you're interested right now or in the future or just want to see what the market's like, come on and talk to us. It's always a great experience.
Okay, well, Jim, thanks as always. We will look forward to talking to you again in about a month.
Sounds great, Dan. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Jim Bobiash is the president of the Range of Richfield. You can learn all about everything we talked about and more on their website, therangewi.com. You can also visit them in person on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, and that's where Highways 41 and 45 split. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area, but those will thin out, especially this afternoon. Breezy west to northwest winds up over 30 miles per hour. Highs in the lower to middle 50s. Tonight, mostly clear skies and frosty. Temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. Currently 52 degrees. 98Q
Country. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Florence County, Wisconsin invites you to explore thousands of acres of county, state, and national forest lands, plus wild rivers, ATV, UTV trails, and much more. You can learn all about activities and things to do there in Florence County at exploreflorencecounty.com. And joining us now for our monthly chat is the Director of Florence County Economic Development, Eric Prince. Eric, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks, Dan. Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great talking with you once a month, and we could do it more often because there's always something going on up there in Florence County. I understand you had a big poker run last weekend?
Yeah, this past Saturday. The 101 is one of our eateries, and it used to be called Lefts. People know it as Lefts.
Sure.
They did such a great job. The registrations were doubled this year, and everybody was out having a great time. You know, it was dusty. We've been very dry. But the colors have been changing very quickly. From Friday to Sunday, they changed dramatically. I think this weekend is pretty much going to be peak.
All right. So beautiful color up there. I was going to ask you about that. And you have Rustic Road 74 that goes through Florence County.
I've been on it. I did it just prior to colors last year. It's a very nice ride. It's a very pretty road to drive through when there are full colors.
All right. Well, and you've got events coming up actually this weekend. Most people will hear this on Saturday, but some get it on Friday if they listen to the podcast. What's going on this Saturday?
This Saturday, we have the Aurora Mud Bog. Registration for the trucks are 8 to 11, and then mud flies at noon. That's over at the Aurora Ballpark on County Road N. That's been going on for, I think it's like 26, 27 years, something like that. You know, just a great event that they hold in the town of Aurora.
Okay, and so if people get there in the afternoon, they'll still be able to see a lot of flying mud, right?
Oh, yeah. They'll start at noon. I think there's six classes. There might be more. I think that they'll probably run them right up until 5, 6 o'clock.
And then you've got an aging and disability resource center in Florence that is quite active, isn't it?
They are. It's really a great group that is doing things for our active seniors over the age of 60. My friend Angie, who's right down the hall from me, she's actually running a hiking group. They started in August, and they've done 5 or 6 of them, and they have 2 more. They have one on October 9th and another one on October 23rd. The one on October 9th is at a place called Piers Gorge. They meet at 1 o'clock, and it's like a 3-mile walk. And she's had people that are not only just in their 60s, but well into the 80s. And they absolutely, the group keeps growing. And it's just a wonderful thing to have for our active seniors that are able to make the trek and stay healthy.
Very nice. And is there a link on your website as well?
Well, I posted the ADRC hiking group agenda. You have to register beforehand. So you would call into the ADRC. You dial 715-528-4890. That's 715-528-4890. And if you talk to Angie, she can get you registered. She's actually the one that runs it all. You know, she takes everybody out on the trails and stuff and plans it all. And it's been great. She'll end up with 7 or 8 hikes this year, and they're already starting to talk that they don't want to stop. So we may end up using some snowshoes that we inherited over at the Resource Center to help them out so that they can offer the same types of hikes throughout the winter. Cross your fingers that we get a heck of a lot more snow than we did last year.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of folks up here that are more in their senior years, and they're looking for things to stay healthy and be active.
And that's a great way to do that. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next weekend, next Saturday, you've got several events coming up, don't you?
We do, and they're all a little bit different, right? We have Camo, who is just exploding in this area. The number of kids that we have attending these events has been fantastic. The group does a great job of raising money, getting donations. One company donated 20 fishing rods. It's that kind of thing. But this is the youth pheasant hunt for boys and girls ages 10 to 17, but there is a limit of 25. You must have hunter safety. Registration's at 8:30. You know, you're going out in the field and all that. Lunch is at noon, and then the kids have to be picked up at 1 o'clock. But all the details can be found on exploreflorencecounty.com. Or to pre-register, you can call Johnny Johnson, the chapter president. He can be reached at 715-548-1112. That's 715-548-1112. And his email and everything, that's all on the website. You can bring your own gun, but they have to be hammerless, Hunter Orange, all the basics, right? By all means, reach out to Johnny, or people can even call me. I love this group. They're doing great things, but do get registered. Also on the 12th,
We have the 9th annual Kai's Peak Off the Chains Doubles Tournament. This is a tournament for our 18-hole disc golf course. There's a registration from 9 to 10 in the morning, and then at 10:15 is the tee off, and that happens up at the Kai's Peak Ski Hill. And then finally, right down the street from there in the Kai's Peak area is the 101. They're the ones that held the poker run last weekend. They're doing the Chicken Booyah fundraiser. This is an annual event for our canine units. They start serving the booyah at 3 until it's gone, and it didn't last very long last year. And I believe last year they actually had 2 55-gallon drums that they made. That stuff just flies. And then, of course, the canines are there. There's going to be some meet and greets. They'll do a 50-50. They'll have canine merch, and they'll be selling tickets for their rifle raffle, which is ongoing. So that's the 12th, and so that'll be a busy day all around Florence.
It sounds like it. And then the next weekend, you've got stuff going on, too.
It's all happening in that same area, too. The following weekend, the 101 is going to be having their game feed. They have all sorts of different game they'll be serving. They start at 11:30 a.m. until it's gone. And the profits are going towards the American Legion Post 211 in Florence. And they're going to be doing raffles and stuff like that. But, you know, I've worked with the American Legion Post, and they do a number of fundraisers throughout the year. And they're looking at building a war memorial, a veterans memorial, over by our resource center. So they're slowly but surely looking to meet their goal. So love to see more people get out and come and get themselves some food. Right down the street, speaking of food, right at the Kai's Peak Ski Lodge, we have the Whitetails Unlimited Big 4-Plus Chapter Banquet. Now, I didn't know a whole lot about them, but I have a couple of friends that that attend these banquets. I don't have it on our website yet, but if you Google Whitetails Unlimited Big 4-Plus, it gives you the invitation. It shows everything that is involved in it. You can sponsor a table, all that. But I got to tell you, it's well worth admission. I'm told that the amount of prizes and giveaways, and I hear it's a great event. I haven't attended yet myself. I have a plan to. I actually talked to the owners of our bait shop. They got their federal firearms. So they're now offering guns, pistols, ammunition in the Castaway Bait Shop, but I believe they're going to be attending. Just a great opportunity for them and for us locally, for people to be able to get their guns, ammo, if you need a bow or, you know, whatever, something fixed. I know that John can help you out. October's pretty busy. We have more going on after that, but I think that might give your listeners some of the things that are going on in October.
Absolutely. You guys are busy up there. I have been to a number of Whitetails Unlimited banquets, and yes, they are good banquets. They have a lot of great prizes. Be advised, bring your credit card. And it all goes to support Whitetails Unlimited, which is a national organization, but they are based in Door County in Sturgeon Bay. And I know the guys who run it, headquarters organization. They've sponsored our deer show for many years. They were one of the first sponsors 35 years ago for our deer show. So, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Good organization. Good guys.
Good.
Well, and you post regularly on travelwisconsin.com and your Florence County YouTube channel. You post photos, videos, and kind of updates, right?
You know what? It could be a full-time job for me just doing social media, but I'm a little behind on the Travel Wisconsin because I do the color report. I think it's probably still listed at 10%, but our colors are probably around 50 to 60% right now. And yes, the YouTube channel, I'm bringing back to life. I post a lot of videos. I'll go up to the top of Kai's. We'll do a walkthrough and show everybody what the colors look like. And I did that this past week. I'll get things posted and updated again. We have YouTube, we have our Facebook page, and we have the website that we update. And on occasion, you'll see Wendy. You remember Wendy. She actually does some posts as well over at the Wild Rivers Interpretive Center. So, and the ladies are doing a great job. If any of your listeners are up here, make a point of stopping by the Wild Rivers Interpretive Center. It's our gift shop. It's our visitor center. They have information about all of our trails, waterways, you name it. We have all of the different guides and brochures and all that stuff. If you need a license, you know, between them and the bait shop, we pretty much got you covered. They've done a wonderful job. After we had that water damage at the beginning of the year and we were closed for almost 3 months, but now the facility is just running great, and it's a great place to stop and visit.
For sure. And yes, I remember Wendy well. She was the person who actually connected me with Florence County several years ago. I think it was during COVID or maybe even before. and you guys have been with us ever since. Well, say hello to her. I think I tell you that every time. So
we'll get you up here soon enough.
You know, I need to come back. I've been up there a couple of times and have had good times. Both of these were in the fall, hunting and fishing and doing some TV. And I'll try to get up there maybe in the winter. And you talk about snow. Let's hope we get some snow this year. Not right now, but soon.
And yeah, I'm not quite ready for that yet. Let us enjoy the next week or two of what we have left for colors and fall temperatures, and then we'll see what winter will bring.
All right. Well, Eric, we will talk to you again in a month. Meanwhile, take a deep breath and get through October and enjoy the colors while you got them there.
Sounds great, Dan. Thanks so much.
You're quite welcome. Eric Prince is the director of Florence County Economic Development. You can learn all about the things we've talked about and more on their website, exploreflorencecounty.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this. Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
With the fall colors showing and the breezes blowing in, it's time to get your shoreline prepared for winter with Freeze Firewood. They offer full barge services for all of your dock and lift needs. They'll do boat pickup, storage, and even mobile winterizing and shrink wrapping. Call Freeze Firewood on Little Chicago Road in Phillips at 715-567-0616. 567-0616. Get your shoreline safely tucked away for winter with Freeze Firewood.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Whether it's time to play or time to pack away, don't settle for less. Get your whole watercraft winterized by a certified power sports technician. Bring Jared your boat and your outboard motor. He's the one you want working the whole checklist and protecting your investment with the highest quality shrink wrap. They'll even park it for you and keep it safe at the new Northwoods Service Center storage lot. Get your boat taken care of, winterized, wrapped, and stored at Northwoods Service Center next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls. 715-518-9118.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Huntworth Gear is performance camo wear at a price you can afford. Find it online at huntworthgear.com. And joining us now for a recap on our conversation of about 6 weeks ago is pro staffer for Huntworth Gear, Bernie Berenger from Brainerd, Minnesota. His YouTube channel is Bow Hunting Road. Well, Bernie, thanks for joining us again. Welcome back.
My pleasure, man. We had an amazing season. It was really fun.
Well, that's what I want to recap. We talked to you just before your bear season started. And, of course, Minnesota's bear season is still going on. But you're already done hunting?
Yeah, we're done. We had 13 hunters, and they all got their bear pretty quickly this year.
Amazing. Now, is that unusual for you, or do you usually have that kind of success?
Well, we've always had 100% success. I've been guiding for 5 years, and everybody that has come to my camp has had a chance to shoot a bear. This year, they had a lot of them had multiple chances. In fact, the first week of the season, I have 6 people in camp, and 3 of them shot their bears the first night, and the other 3 looked at bears but didn't shoot, and then they shot theirs the second night. In a 6-day hunt, everybody was done on the second night.
Wow.
And the second week, a new group comes in, and they were a little more selective because they started to realize that there's a lack of natural foods this year, and the bears are really hitting the beach really good, and we were getting 1 or 2, and then we had a couple people that held out to the end. One guy shot one on the 5th night. He shot a really nice big male, and he said that he saw 15 different bears during his hunt. But the most exciting one was a 14-year-old girl named Sadie, and she started passing up bears on the first night. And I'm like, man, you've never shot a bear before, you know, and her father is sitting in the stand with her, and she's just like, I'm going to wait for a big one, you know. I'm like, okay, you know, it's your tag. Well, she ends up on her 5th night shooting the biggest bear that we got during the week, 324 pounds. Just
wow.
A giant male black bear. She took the risk, and it really paid off for her.
Wow, that's exciting. You bait, obviously. What baits do you use there in Minnesota, or what do you like to use?
Well, I primarily use trail mix and the mixed nuts with a little bit of sweets in it, like M&Ms or dried fruits or something like that. It seems like it really holds them on the bait well. It competes with the natural foods. When acorns start to drop, it can get really hard to keep the bears coming to your baits. And so I feel like something that fulfills their nutritional needs and really gives them what they want really helps them keep coming back to the bait when you're competing with what nature's providing for them and what they're basically designed to eat.
Now, you said the natural forage is lacking, I think you said, and there's not a lot. What's going on? We had a lot of rain. The berries should have just gone bonkers, shouldn't they?
Well, we had really spotty in Minnesota. The primary area that I hunt was very dry, and there was very few berries there. The blueberries were non-existent. The raspberries were very poor. Hazelnuts were down. Acorns were down. Pretty much everything the bears really rely on leading up to the bear season was poor. And so when they came to the baits, they came hard, they came often, and they came hungry.
And you hunt mostly in the evening, or do you hunt mornings as well?
No, we don't hunt any mornings. It's just really, really hard to get somebody in the stand without spooking the bears off the bait. We have bears that come in the morning, but we just kind of like to have them come and have a good experience, find something good to eat, and they'll come back in the evening is the way I always look at it.
Uh-huh. Okay. And were most of these rifle hunts, or did some take them with a bow or crossbow?
We had, out of the 13, 3 bows and 2 crossbows. So 5 out of the 13 were not firearms hunters. And some people like to shotguns with slugs, so we had a couple of those, too.
What are the weapon restrictions in Minnesota?
Well, in Minnesota, Minnesota, basically, if you draw a bear tag, you can shoot them with whatever you want, crossbow, bow, rifle, shotgun, muzzleloader, spear, I suppose, I don't know, whatever. There's just really no restriction on it to speak of.
Okay. Are air guns legal for bear there?
I don't know of anyone that's ever tried it, and it doesn't say anything about air guns in the DNR's publication, so I can't say for sure.
Okay, well, air guns are legal, I guess, for bear this year. I didn't think about that, but for deer this year here in Wisconsin, I'm actually planning to hunt with an air rifle for the first time. I've hunted small game with it and turkeys with a shotgun, but not deer. And Serpent Arms now has an air rifle that shoots a, I think, a .45 caliber slug, and, you know, it's pretty heavy, and it's lethal, they say, out to 75, 100 yards or so, but most of my shots are 50 yards or less, so I'm looking forward to trying that.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how it would perform on a bear.
I wonder, with the heavier fur, a bear is thin-skinned compared to a moose, say, but does that heavy fur make a difference with a bow or with any projectile?
Uh-huh. I like to have a low exit wound with an arrow so you get a good blood trail, and that's the key also with a firearm. Basically, if they don't drop in their tracks, you want an exit wound. Otherwise, you don't get a very good blood trail because of all the fat and fur that soaks up the blood.
Uh-huh. But penetration going in is not an issue?
No. I always tell people I'll take two small holes over one big hole any day.
Uh-huh. Okay. The key is to get that blood trail in the exit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's legal to use a dog for trailing wounded bear and deer in Minnesota and here in Wisconsin. Did you have any of those bears that you had to trail, and did you use a dog?
Yeah, we have in the past, but this year we didn't. Everybody's bear went a short distance. It was just kind of a dream year for an outfitter when everybody got their bear and everybody made good shots and the recoveries were easy, and we got them all back to camp and got them skinned out in the evening. It was really a good year. I've used a dog a couple times before, and what I found is that it really shuts the bait down. The dogs are really good at recovering the bear. If it's either get your bear or not get your bear, I would say use the dog. But the bait site, with all that dog activity in there, it really shuts them down. Bears just don't like it at all.
Uh-huh. Okay. You told me before we started recording that you had some interesting stories. What can you share?
The most interesting thing was just how many bears were on the baits this year. Like, I used 30-gallon barrels attached to a tree, and there were places where I would put 30 gallons of bait out in late morning, and then by the middle of the afternoon, it was gone, and the bears would come in the evening, didn't get any.
Wow.
It was, they were just hitting it so hard, and I had multiple baits with 12 to 15 bears that were hitting it pretty much every day. It was really something. I got trail camera pictures of 3 and 4 bears at a time fighting over the bait.
Huh.
I've never seen a year like this, and I've been doing this a long time for myself and for friends and family even before I started guiding. I've never seen anything like this year.
Now, do you attach your barrels upright, or do you tip them over?
Attach them upright, chain them to a tree, and they got a hole in the bottom that's just big enough that the bears can get their paws in.
Uh-huh.
And if it runs out of bait, the bears just tend to twist them off the trees and smash them and pull the chains off. And I mean, they just get frustrated with it, you know. So I try to always keep bait in them, and I always make it so that they could get the bait out easy enough that they don't really destroy the barrels. But I still had some barrels that got destroyed this year because I just couldn't keep the bait in front of them. I went through over 5 tons of trail mix.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. A good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It cuts into the profit margin, but it'll be good for the future, too, because we've got an awful lot of bears that know where these bait sites are, and they'll keep checking back in the fall for years to come.
Sure. Now, it's been warm. Did the warm weather impact your Minnesota hunt at all?
You know, the weather was good during the hunt. The first 2 weeks of September, it was mostly in the 70s, and so it was very ideal for bear hunting, but then it started getting hot. I went to Ontario last week, and it was over 80 degrees up in northern Ontario. Bear hunting, and I couldn't hardly get any bears come in during the daylight. All the bears were on the baits after dark just because it was hot during the day. And they've got their winter fur started, and they got thick layers of fat. They just didn't want to come out during the day at all.
Wow. See any wolves in Minnesota or Ontario?
We did, yeah, both. But especially in Minnesota. use any kind of meat products or anything like that, and that helps. But the wolves still come to some amount. They just don't keep coming back as often unless you use some kind of meat products. You know, wolves can shut down a bear bait, but most of the time the bears just kind of come when the wolves aren't there, and the wolves come when the bears aren't there for the most part. Although once in a while you'll have, I got trail camera pictures of wolves and bears that are fighting or chasing each other at the bait. The bears just don't like wolves. One of the few major predators of bear cubs are wolves.
Yes.
They eat a lot of cubs when they can, and if they can catch a cub where it can't get up a tree, they're going to make a meal of it.
Sure, sure. And they'll eat M&Ms, eh, the wolves?
Well, they don't seem to eat the M&Ms, but they'll eat the cashews and peanuts and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's kind of surprising to me, really.
Yeah, okay. Now, you and I are both Huntworth Gear pro staffers, and it's been warm, but Huntworth has lightweight gear as well as heavyweight gear. How did that function for you this year?
You know, I wear the Huntworth Durham pants every day when I'm running baits, and they're so comfortable. They're lightweight. The one thing I like to say about Huntworth gear is it's got a kind of a generous cut for a guy like me. I'm not as trim as I was in my 20s and 30s, you know.
Yeah.
And Huntworth gear fits the average guy really well, and their clothing is super high quality, and I love their tarnin pattern because it's got a lot of green in it.
Yeah.
It's really good for bear hunting in both the spring and the fall when there's more leaves on the trees. Everything about it, I'm just totally in love with this stuff. I wear it all the time.
Yeah, I wear mine mostly turkey hunting, but I'm going to do a little bow hunting this season, probably after our gun season because I'm pretty busy and October, November, but I will be wearing whichever one I need, depending on the weather. I've got everything from lightweight to the heavy stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be bringing my disruption pattern to Wisconsin this year. I'm going to be bow hunting western Wisconsin, Tremplo County,
cool.
In a couple of weeks here. I'm going to switch to the disruption pattern once the leaves are off the trees.
All right. Well, before we let you go, how can someone hunt with you, or are you already booked up for next year?
Actually booked for 2025 and 26 and about half booked for 2027. And it takes 4 to 5 years to draw a tag. So anybody can go to berniesbearcamp.com and they can see my website. But if you don't have any points from Minnesota and you want to hunt with me, I would start getting points right away and get a deposit in to reserve your spot because I'm filling up fast.
All right. Well, Bernie, what a great report. It's always great talking with you. It sounds like you had a fantastic season. I hope your Wisconsin bow hunt is just as successful as your hunts there in Minnesota.
I hope so, too.
We'll talk again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bernie Barringer, Huntworth Pro Staffer. His YouTube channel is Bow Hunting Road, and his website, berniesbearcamp.com. This is brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608 602 4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Peyton Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at castlerock-petonwell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peyton Well Lakes Association.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. 2024 models of Crestliners are marked down with clearance prices ready to sell. They have about 40 of them left in stock. They have winterizing supplies in stock as well, or you can drop off your boat and let them service it for you. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford, huntworthgear.com, by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, by the Castle Rock Peyton Well Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, castlerock-peytonwell.com, and by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And we are working on this year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show, but last year's show and several others are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this program you're listening to right now is online all the time. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page, and you can find it there. You can download it and take it with you, or you can check us out at outdoornews.com/podcasts. We're on social media. You can find Dan at Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
And remember, Wisconsin's Youth Deer Hunt and the Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities are both going on this weekend. Be aware that you might encounter orange-clad deer hunters if you're out hiking or doing some other hunting. The DNR is asking hunters who harvest a deer during any season this year near the town of Stella, that's in Oneida County, to submit liver and muscle tissue samples to help them with a study that's looking at whether PFAS, those forever chemicals, are accumulating in deer. For details on how to submit a sample, contact the DNR office in Rhinelander. That's where you have to drop it off anyway. Dry, windy weather this fall is creating the potential for wildfires across much of northern Wisconsin, so check the DNR website and local ordinances before you burn brush or other materials this fall. And make sure all outdoor fires, including campfires, are out and cold before you leave them. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next performance is Sunday, October 20th at the Harbor Table in Washburn. And the tickets are $20, and you can get more information at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
I'll be trolling home to you when my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale. When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you with us again. We are so thankful to so many that tune in consistently each week. I use that word consistently because I believe that that is a pattern that we need to possess in our lives. That's what I continue to challenge young people that I'm mentoring, that I'm pouring into, is there needs to be a consistency in our lives, a consistency that is firm and does not shake. Last week we talked from Luke chapter 6, and we talked about how there was a storm that was coming. And remember what Jesus said? He said, the difference between the wise and the foolish is all based on what you build on. All based on what you build on will define whether you're wise or you're foolish. I believe that we're living in times right now where there's a shaking that we're experiencing. And I've seen this again and again, that this storm that is coming is shaking things. But you know what it said about that person that built their house on a firm foundation? That's what it says. They dug deep. It took some really diligence for them to do that. It took some perseverance, especially when I've realized more and more in our area, digging deep, it does take some effort. I grew up in an area where you would never find a rock when you would dig in the soil. And so my brothers and I would spend hours, and we lived on this hill, and it was just one big sand pile. And so we would spend hours. It was an incredible, joyful experience. Digging around here is not like that, because it's constantly you're hitting resistance. You're hitting rocks. It says that it takes perseverance to dig deep. I believe that that's speaking to someone right now. Do not weary in well-doing. That means this, that weariness will cause you to give up. But God calls us to continue to press on and to continue to persevere. And it says this, that when the stream rose and it beat against that house, it stood. It was not, the word is, it was not shaken. Like I said a minute ago, we are living in a season right now where we see some winds of adversity, where we see some things happening, not only in our nation, but around this world, where things are being shaken, but shaking is not a terrible thing. You know this, that there only comes sifting with shaking. And when you sift something, you'll get that pure substance. All of those other substances there that you don't want are removed. In a couple weeks, my friend, he just called me this last week, and they grow corn and soybeans, and I've been down to help them on their farm, and hopefully this fall I'll be able to go down, and because harvest is an incredibly, it's an amazing amount of work to be able to harvest all of the acres that they've sown and irrigated and fertilized, and now they're going to harvest. And he has a machine that they paid almost $500,000 for, and it's their corn harvest. They harvest corn and soybeans with it. It's a New Holland, and it goes through the field, and when It gets done. The hopper is filled. Now, out the back of this machine comes an incredible amount of just dust and debris. But when they're finished up and they pull that, they put that auger out, they swing it out, the boom, and they begin to fill the semis, it's a pure product that they get because there was a shaking. Inside of that machine, there's many plates and things that are spinning and shaking and removing the shell and the husk and all the things that would be foreign material. I believe that what God's doing right now is there's a shaking coming that can remove all of those foreign things from our lives, those things that would contaminate our lives. And there's a scripture I want us to go to in Hebrews chapter 12. And what the writer of Hebrews begins to lay out for us is he begins to lay out this place where you and I are called to take note. To pay attention. You know, I used to hear this from people when I was helping out with football. I'd hear, get your head in the game. And it was because people needed to pay attention. Those young men that were playing that sport needed to pay attention to what was going on the field and not become distracted. The writer of Hebrews is saying, now is the time to pay attention, because he's warning us of things that are coming. And so we're going to start out reading in chapter 12. And what he's beginning with is he starts chapter 12 and he says about the runner who presses on, we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. So he says, let us lay aside all these things, the weights and the sin that cling or entangle us. And let us run with endurance this race marked out before us. And then he makes this emphatic declaration where he says, let's look to Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter, the one who is removing all these contaminants from our life. The one who says, you know what? I've called you out of darkness. I've called you out of selfishness, out of the past, out of the sin of your life. And so keep your eyes fixed on me. In these days that we're living in right now, our perspective must be so keen and so focused on the Word of God and hearing what God's speaking to us. Because like I said a couple weeks ago, in a world of such volatile change, we have to go back to things that do not change. And the truth does not change. God's Word does not change. And so he calls us to this place where we are runners. And then he calls us to take on this in the latter part, or the middle part of chapter 12. He says, remind yourself of this, that you are children and that you have a father. That means that you can live in that place of protection and provision because the love of God has been poured out into your life. At the end of this, he calls us to this role of citizens. So you and I are citizens, and what a citizen does is it gives us privileges and rights. Being a citizen of the United States, you have privileges, and those, when you're traveling, those become protection. And so you can go to our embassy in foreign countries, and you can expect the full weight, the responsibility of our government. You can place yourself there and you can receive every provision and protection because you are a citizen of the United States. What the writer of Hebrews is saying, because you and I are citizens, we are not citizens of this world, but we are citizens of a kingdom. And because of that, we have rights and privileges that we must be reminded of. At the beginning of what we're going to read, he goes on to illustrate this with talking from Mount Zion and Sinai, and he takes this from Exodus chapter 19. And so let's start reading. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and tempest, the sound of a trumpet and the voice whose words are made heaven hearers beg, that no longer would they further hear this message spoken to them. for they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast would touch that mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, it was so terrifying was the sight of Moses. Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel, so that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on the earth, much less will we escape when we reject him who warns us from heaven. At this time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This phrase, yet once more, indicates a removal of things that are shaken, that is, the things that have been made, in order that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, let us be grateful, receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus, let us offer to God an acceptable worship and reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. The preface of the subtitle in my Bible says, a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And so here he begins with this discourse, and he says, and he recounts, as I said, Exodus chapter 19. And so they've just come out of Egypt, and they've just been liberated, and they've experienced their freedom. And so in Exodus chapter 19, it says it's on the third moon. Now, there's a season that has taken place, and God wants to meet with them. God wants to encounter them. And so they go, and he calls Moses to come up to Mount Sinai. And so Moses goes up there and encounters, and he listens, and he hears from God. And then he goes down with instruction, and God speaks to Moses, and he calls them, and he says, I want to speak to the people, and I want to show them my glory. I want them to understand that I am their protector. I am their provider. And I want them to walk with that security. But I must have them understand of his absolute and awesome power. And so he says, I want you to go down and I want you to take 3 days and have them prepare themselves. Prepare themselves for a meeting with me. And then he says, I want them to come close to the mountain. I want them to come close to the mountain, and they are going to hear a trumpet sound. Now, this is so similar. Third day, Jesus rising from the dead. Third day, things shaking. All of these things taking place. And then he says, you're going to hear a trumpet sound. You and I are listening for a trumpet because there's going to be another trumpet that sounds from the heavens. And hear me, that's going to signify that our hope has been built on Christ. And now we are ready to realize what we have placed as our faith in him, that he is coming back again. God tells Moses that when they hear that trumpet sound, they're going to experience the wonderful shaking of the awesome power and presence of God. And at that moment, the smoke begins to rise, and there's shaking and the mountain, and there's lightning taking place, and all the people are standing in awe of the presence of God. And then Moses calls up God calls up Moses and Aaron, and he gives them the Ten Commandments. He gives them these orders, these precepts by which they are called to, the boundaries by which they're called to live experiencing his presence and to live in peace with one another. That's what they were called to do. And then he invites them to come up to this mountain. Think of this. And so Moses, and they're invited to come up to this mountain. And what do the people say? It's interesting in verse 6 that when they hear this, they understand there is an incredible presence of God. And it says, they ask Moses, they said, no, you speak to us and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us lest we die. They said, you hear from God. And so what the writer of Hebrews is recounting here is this experience. But see, the presence of God was not that we would die, but the presence of God was given so that we might live. And so that's why the writer of Hebrews goes back and he says, oh, come and experience and listen and live. Do you get that? Come and experience, listen and live. That still applies to you and I. We're called to experience God. We're called to listen. And then we're experiencing life. And what Jesus said is, I've come that you might have life more abundantly. And so as citizens that come through the power of what Christ has done, we can come with a boldness. Doesn't it say that in Hebrews chapter 4? That you can approach the throne of grace. See, what he's writing about is now, it's the grace and glory of God. The grace and glory is what he illustrates here. So that we can approach the throne of grace with a boldness. Because of why? Because we have a high priest. A high priest who has made the way. Who is the high priest? It is Jesus Christ. This is the simple message of the gospel. That you and I can come and we can approach this throne of grace with a confidence. That confidence that says, oh, I have a right to be here. I'm not some foreigner. I'm a citizen. And so he illustrates this with saying, but we have not come to Mount Zion, but we have come to Mount Zion. That means a place where God, the Spirit of Christ, dwells, into the city of the living God, a heavenly Jerusalem. See, there's going to be a new Jerusalem. That's what the scriptures teach us. That is a confidence that we can have in what it's taught. And so we're gathered there with innumerable angels in this festal gathering where there's great joy and anticipation to the assembly of the firstborn, it says in verse 23, enrolled in heaven and to God who will judge all. And to the spirits of the righteous made...
Night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of... your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on in Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for your Sunday. Gusty northwest winds between 20 and 30 miles per hour as highs reach the middle 60s. Clear and mid 30s.